Kelly O'Dwyer is the member for Higgins and chair of the Economics Committee that is looking at foreign investment into residential real estate, something that you and I have been banging on about for some time, so it's nice to speak with Kelly. Kelly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross, and good morning, John.
The stat today is that almost one in four new homes sold in Melbourne are being snapped up by overseas buyers, outstripping the national average by far. Overseas investors are allowed, pursuant to foreign investment rules, to buy new properties. Is that so?
That is correct. Under our current foreign investment framework, foreign investment is very much channeled into new dwellings so that it will have the benefits of increasing stock that is available domestically for purchase and for rent. But there are prohibitions on whether or not foreign investors, non-resident foreign investors, can purchase existing homes. And under the current laws, a non-resident foreign investor cannot purchase an existing home, and a temporary resident is only allowed to purchase one existing home with prior approval from the Foreign Investment Review Board, and they have to sell that home within 3 months of actually leaving the country when their visa expires.
So we've got those three categories, right, that you've very eloquently stated. Of the last two categories, they would be being rorted beyond belief, would they not?
Well, we're having a look at this particular question, and we're looking at whether or not proper enforcement is actually taking place. And I've been a bit critical publicly of the Foreign Investment Review Board, who is responsible for the screening process with residential property, all residential property, whether it's new dwellings or right through to existing dwellings. Every foreign investor has to go through the Foreign Investment Review Board. And we have found out that since 2006, there has not been one prosecution taken by the Foreign Investment Review Board against anybody who has contravened the laws and our foreign investment framework.
Now, not one in the last 8 years.
Yeah, that's right. Not one prosecution. And when
I'll read between the lines. I've seen your performance at this committee, Kelly. Do I read between the lines that you think there were the grounds for a lot of prosecutions?
We think it is completely unbelievable that there would not be one prosecution since 2006. And we think that really this has been a bit of a failure of leadership at the Foreign Investment Review Board, and that clearly the processes need to change because enforcement is very important. If we've got rules in place, those rules need to be enforced. And you create a very unvirtuous circle whereby if people think the rules are not going to be enforced, they don't actually abide by the rules. So this is one of the issues that we're looking at under the current inquiry at the moment, and we're going to be making some pretty strong recommendations on that before the end of the year.
Well, arguably these rules can't be enforced, can they? Because what's to stop someone in Australia who is a resident buying on behalf of a foreign investor just on a handshake agreement between them because they're either related or friends?
Or purchasing through a shelf company.
Yeah. Well, look, that would be contrary to the law if somebody's undertaking an arrangement to try and contravene.
Yeah, but it's an unenforceable law is what I'm saying.
But the point here is that at the moment our enforcement only relates to the foreign investor themselves. They're the only person currently on the hook for contravening the law. And what we are considering at the moment as part of our recommendations is an anti-avoidance measure that would also catch those people who are deliberately trying to assist somebody to contravene the law as well.
Because the evil is that it impacts the ability of first-time buyers here to enter the market.
Well, look, there can be broad impacts, and you know, I think it's important, though, to understand as well that there are positive impacts as well of foreign investment. You know, when you do increase the dwelling stock available, that is ultimately a good thing for first home buyers because they are usually getting in at a lower end of the market. They're not usually buying in these days existing homes. They're buying actually apartments, a lot of first home buyers. And so if you increase dwelling stock, that can be, in fact, a good thing. But certainly we have heard evidence that in certain segments of the property market, and I think it's important to remember that there are different segments of the market. We can't talk about it as one amorphous whole, that in certain segments of the market, it can have the impact of driving up prices.
Is anyone else in government remotely interested in getting the Foreign Investment Review Board to actually enforce their own rules?
Oh, well, I'm incredibly interested, and I'm a member
apart
of the
from
government.
You, Kelly.
Well, look, I'm very sure given that Joe Hockey, the Treasurer, actually asked us to conduct this inquiry and we will be reporting back to him, I'm very sure the government is going to take very seriously the recommendations that the committee makes, and I look forward to the opportunity to discuss it with him when we hand down our report.
Nice to speak with you, Kelly.
Nice to speak with you too.
Kelly O'Dwyer, Member for Higgins, Chair of that committee, looking at... So that means if there's been not one prosecution in the last 8 years, every single foreign investor who was a temporary resident of Australia, who has returned to live overseas, has sold that property they bought. Every single one of them has said, oh, I'm leaving now. The rules require that I now sell that property.
And I'll obey the rules.
And every single one of them has.